Westside Baptist Church in Newnan, Georgia, brings you our weekly podcast. We hope you will be encouraged by our music and a message from the Word of God as we present our Sunday morning and Sunday evening services and our weekly broadcast by Dr. Melvin Payne. We thank you for listening.
He first loved me. Amen.
Thank you. study because we've been getting sections on our Sunday school. It's hard to get through a whole lesson. But we started in chapter 4, and we got hung up on that verse that he must needs go through Samaria. Didn't say, hey guys, let's go this way or let's go that way. He must needs go through Samaria because they knew there was somebody there that needed his help. And the other day I was reading over that verse and thinking about it. And I told the class, I said, I looked around the class and I thought about each one of them because I know and remember times when the Lord said, I need to go by and see Mandy Caldwell. She's going through surgery. She's going through a cancer situation. And I need to go by and see Kim Davison because she's having a health issue with the tumor that was behind her ear. There's been times in your life, you think back, where the Lord has said, I need to go by and see Alton Sr. He's going through this. I need to go by and see Brenda Phillips. Aren't you glad he knows where we are? And in his presence, there's peace and there's help and there's hope. We've all said we believe he's here today. If you've come in here today and you just thought, well, I'll just come to church today, and nobody really knows my problems, nobody knows my needs, and I really don't feel like going, but I'm going to go, and I'm just going to go in and see it. And I'm not going to try to get into service. I'm just going to do my part. I'm going to see it. He's here today, folks. He's in this service. If you need something, I mean, you sitting right where you are, if you need something today, reach out to him. He's here. William, sing "He Is Here" for me.
Holy Spirit. Hey! Psalm 130 says this, out of the depths I have cried unto thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ear be attentive to the voice of my supplication. If thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. And here are the two verses I want you to listen to. I wait for the Lord, my soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope. Now listen to verse 6. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say, more than they which watch for the morning. In a time of distress and struggle, David was saying this. He said, I guarantee you, if you wait long enough, the sun is going to come up.
Amen.
Amen.
But he's saying, more than that, more certain than the sun coming up in the morning, God is going to fulfill his promises to you.
Amen.
I tell you, I did not have to fret nor worry whether the sun would shine today. I didn't lose a minute's sleep last night wondering if the sun was going to come up. Whether it be shining or above the clouds, I did not know, but I did not fret. And David is saying, more than that, I'm assured of the promises of God in my life. Church, I want to share this with you, and I'm going to be done in just a minute. You can be assured. You can know. More so, you can be certain, more certain than the sun is going to shine from day to day, that God's going to do what he said he's going to do.
Amen.
During the service, I watched individuals come down and couples come down and families come down, and I was thinking about how the devil was fighting in the lives of all those individuals that was coming down. Each situation unique to each individual, but neither situation was less important to God than the other. And I wanted to stand up and tell you then, and I'm going to tell you now, that more than the sun coming up, with more certainty than that, you can know this, that God is faithful to you, and he's going to take care of those things that have you down and are burning you, causing you to fall on your face. You know, I was reading yesterday, and I was looking at the different positions of prayer and how one position of prayer was noted for a certain type of prayer through the scripture and so forth, laying prostrate across the floor, kneeling or walking or standing, how each of those positions seemed to indicate different types of prayers. Today, there was a lot of kneeling, which meant, or in this body language, is intercessory prayer. Prayer for others, prayer for certain situations. And I want to say to you that whatever it was or is that brought you to the altar, that if we'll put it in the hands of God, it is fixed, it is done, it is taken care of, and we can be more certain of that than tomorrow's sunshine.
That's right. Amen.
Today, I tell you, I had to lean on this. I was going to preach a message, I'm not going to, on the more thans of the Bible. I had to step into that a little bit today. I had to step into more than my faith. I was about to walk out the door, and I realized that I had my tithe check in my pocket, but there was more than that that was missing. And I said, what? I feel naked for some reason. And I realized I didn't have my soul-winning card in my pocket. And you know what I said to the Lord? I don't want to walk back up those stairs because you're probably not going to do anything today anyway. There was something in motion, and it was more than Alton Midget's opinion. It was more than what I felt this morning. Come on, don't look at me like I'm backslidden. You know good and well half of you here because you weren't, the preacher was going to call you, find out why you were laying out of God's house. So don't look at me like that. But there was more than Alton Midget's feelings involved. All this God had planned. You know what's sad about it all? I've read a great scripture to you that God's certainty, His moving, His blessing, His answering of our prayer is more certain than the sun shining. All night long, I was up praying, asking God to move in the service, and I even asked God to save somebody today. Yeah. But yet, when it came time to leave, and I didn't have my soul in the card, I went, I don't need that, Lord. You're not going to do anything today. I was going to preach on the more thans, but I'll tell you this, God's bigger than what we think. He's bigger than us. Hey, and He's bigger than Michael's sin was. Amen. Little Miss Brooke is here this morning. She was saved a few weeks ago. He's bigger than her sin. Amen. That's who we serve.
Amen.
And that's more certain. That is more certain than the sun coming up tomorrow. Aren't you glad we serve a more than God?
Amen.
More certain that He's going to do what He said He's going to do. I'm more certain of that than I'm certain the sun's going to shine tomorrow. David was in a broken place in his life when he wrote this. He had been through the meal. And so he was speaking by experience that God was more than the sun itself. More certain, more principled, more true than the sun itself. We have something to praise the Lord about this morning. We have something to praise the Lord about. If we hadn't already, come on, guys. The more than. My soul waiteth for the Lord. Say, well, preacher, you're speaking all this, and man, that's great, but I don't see it yet. Well, you don't see tomorrow's sun shining yet either. You hadn't seen tonight's moon either. But if God promised it, it's done.
Amen.
Wouldn't you like to thank Him for that this morning? I wonder, those birds that you brought to the Lord, those things you brought to the altar this morning, if you'd like to come back and say, Lord, I'm going to thank You ahead of time. Tomorrow hasn't dawned yet, but I'm going to thank You ahead of time. I'm going to thank You ahead of time. Because I'm more than enough convinced that You're going to do what You said You would do in Your Word. I've laid my petition before You, and I'm going to trust that You are going to bless and answer that petition. Michael being saved today, that was a blessing.
Amen.
Man, I tell you, the angels in heaven are having a party. Amen. They're having a good time in heaven celebrating Michael's salvation. But you know, there's been people praying for him. Am I right? I know of two. I know Brother Dave and Miss Pina have been pouring their heart out before the Lord for this young man. God's true to his word. They asked, he delivered. Amen. That's who we serve. Maybe you've got something else. Maybe some had a burden, a concern that's laying heavy on you, that you didn't come earlier. Maybe the Holy Spirit did not nudge you. Maybe this is your time. Maybe this is your moment to lay your concern, your desires, your burdens, that thing which is heavy on you. I look across the congregation and I know that every one of us has a, if I may use the word, a cloud over us. Something that may depress us or cause us to hurt, cause us to be wounded or to bleed a little bit. I want us to know and recognize what David said today, that more certain, more than the fact the sun's coming up tomorrow, we can trust in the Lord and his promises. And I don't know if you have something you need to lay down here this morning, or if you just want to thank him for what he's going to do, what you've already laid down here on the altar. I don't know. But God does. I'm going to ask you to stand up, every head bowed, every eye closed. You may be like Michael was just a few minutes ago, and you're not sure that you're even saved. You're not sure that if you died right now, you'd go to heaven. Well, I tell you what, you come forward. We'll take the word of God and show you how you can know that if you were to die today, you go straight to heaven rather than the very pits of hell. Would you like to do that as the music plays? Would you like to come to the altar, resubmit your life to the Lord, O Christian, if you don't know him as your Savior? Be born again today before it's eternally too late. Would you do that as we sing? As the music plays.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved
a wretch this morning. If God is dealing with your heart, it's a good time to get it settled at the foot of the cross. He has manifested himself in our presence today. Yes, just obey the Lord right now. We're serving an awesome God today. And he loves us. Yes, he loves us. Yes, yes.
And grace, my
dear. Yes, 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 yes. How precious. The blood that dripped from that old rugged cross. Keep on singing, Through many dangers, toils and snares, we've already come. Yes. Hey, eternity, eternity.
Then when we first
God be the glory. Great things He has done this morning in this house of worship.